This podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to provide specific clinical interventions, advice, or recommendations. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis, please contact 988 or 911. Do you find yourself experiencing more sadness during the winter months? Do you feel like you just want to hibernate for the winter? You're not alone. The winter months bring shorter days, colder temperatures, and the tendency to want to isolate, all of which can negatively impact our mood. The winter blues are fairly common, particularly in areas up north, and they usually do tend to get better once the weather turns warmer and the days are longer. But if the winter blues continue and they begin to interfere with your daily functioning, you might be experiencing something called seasonal affective disorder, which is marked by significant and persistent sadness, sleep and appetite changes, and a loss of interest in activities. Weathering the winter blues can be tough, but here are some steps you can take to improve your mood and find brighter days ahead. First, get outside for a walk as early in the day as possible. Breathe in some fresh air and enjoy the change of scenery. Studies have shown that getting outside and being exposed to the sunlight, particularly first thing in the morning, can help reset your circadian rhythms, which help to regulate your mood. Next, get light, preferably from the sun, but you can also use a light box. You want to use a light box for about 30 minutes at 10,000 lux. There are many available to purchase online, and these light boxes really do mimic sunlight, and they've been proven to improve mood. In fact, one study showed that 70% of people who utilized light therapy experienced an improvement in their symptoms. Consider taking a vitamin D supplement, but please make sure you consult with your doctor before adding in any supplements. Move your body. It can be so easy to just want to hibernate in the wintertime, but getting exercise of some kind is crucial for fighting the winter blues. It doesn't have to be intense. Even just a walk or yoga can help boost your mood considerably. Eat healthy foods and stay hydrated. Again, the temptation this time of year is to eat comfort food, and of course that's okay in moderation, but making sure your body gets good nutrition and lots of water during the winter months really does make a difference in our mental health. Try journaling your thoughts and feelings. Journaling helps us slow down and focus on the present. You can journal your goals, the things you're grateful for, or really anything you'd like. Go to bed and wake up at consistent times. Try not to sleep throughout the day. Again, this is hard to do when we just want to hibernate, but it's vital to keep our sleep and wake cycles as consistent as we can. You can also schedule something to look forward to every week, like a movie, a coffee date with a friend, a special meal, or you could even consider starting a new winter hobby, such as knitting or working a puzzle. Scheduling enjoyable or pleasurable activities helps to boost your mood. And then connect with people. It can be tempting to want to isolate during these months, but connection will help you fight against loneliness. You can even join groups online, like a Zoom book club, so you don't even need to leave your house to connect with others. And then finally, please reach out if you are struggling. You might be feeling overwhelmed right now and not sure what to do. Maybe you're not sure who to talk to. You need a friend, someone to walk with you, and someone to listen. Let me encourage you to reach out to your care coach. That is why they're here, and they really do want to help.